Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All those other talk shows, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away free at freetalklive.com. So you call in about anything. Though we're starting things out tonight, just by coincidence, because he called in, Brian Travis is with us, and if you've been following the weekday version of the show, you know what happened to Brian Travis at the beginning of this week. If you did not, if you're just tuning in for the first time this Saturday night, as many of our radio affiliates are, we have Brian with us. Brian, can you bring our listeners up to speed as to what happened Monday morning and where are we today?
Let me tell you first that I am in the car, and I hope I don't drop out. But if I do, I'll tell you as much as I can before then.
Okay.
On Monday morning, we had about at least a dozen police officers from at least three different towns block off the road for half a mile in front of my house and wade. And they ended up taking 12 of our horses.
These are bureaucrats from the SPCA, which is apparently a private organization, but also quasi-governmental because they've been granted some sort of sheriff's powers or something like that, and as well as the local police, and they came in there, they stole, and also had a handful of volunteers, they stole a dozen of your 30 horses from you, and they apparently were doing it for a vendetta. They claimed it was for welfare, animal welfare, but your horses were in fine health.
Well, it goes back a ways. Back in November, well, there is apparently this rule. I really hate saying the word law because it sounds like it's, you know, something that needs to be obeyed.
Yeah.
There's this rule that people with suits, you know, write down on a piece of paper that says that horses are being abused unless they have shelter, appropriate shelter, between November 1st and April 15th. Of the humans' calendars. Now, I don't know what happens if there's a really big storm on October 31st, but apparently only on November 1st they need to be protected.
Right.
The law really doesn't say what appropriate means, and, you know, they love using words like that so they can interpret them on the sun.
Sure.
So on the 4th, I believe it was the 4th of November, a rude man comes to my house and knocks on the door, and my son answers and says, what do you want? And he says, I have to check your shelter. And he says, excuse me, who are you? And he says, I have to make sure your horses have adequate shelter, blah, blah, blah. And he cites some kind he uses some words to say that he needs to get back there. So my son knows his rights, and he says, go away. And the guy says, well, if you don't let me on the property, I'm going to call the police. And my son, good boy, he knows that the police have no more right to be on the property than this guy does, and closes the door. 3 minutes later, a cop shows up. My son goes out there to videotape this, and within about 5 or 6 minutes, my son is in handcuffs in the back of a police cruiser heading downtown because he refused to turn off the videotape.
And
for using a video camera on his own property.
Exactly, and it was an outrageous story. We covered it on this show at the time, and of course, you're talking about something that happened in New Hampshire where there are hundreds of liberty-minded activists just hanging around waiting for something like this to happen, and so the support poured out from the activist community where these activists were calling this bureaucrat that was harassing you from the SPCA, and they were calling the police department, and probably a place or two else that I'm not thinking of at the moment. The two major offenders in that particular case got a lot of phone calls, a lot of possibly angry emails from people, which is unusual. When they go about harassing people normally, they don't get much response from the surrounding area, just except for, well, you know, I'm glad it's not happening to me. In this case, the activists picked up the phones and got out there and really embarrassed these guys. And
yes, and this SPCA investigator, who apparently used to be a cop, and I just found out today that he was shot in duty, and so he's on disability, and now he's an investigator for the SPCA. He wears a fake badge. I don't even know what the badge says. It looks kind of official. But now he's got this vendetta. He can't get a search warrant because he has no probable cause. Some kind of, I don't know, a snitch or two from down the street. I'm not really sure what happened because they've been shielding exactly what rationale they had to issue a search warrant to get to us this last Monday.
Right, you told me last night.
The whole thing just really stinks.
You told me last night that when they came to you with this warrant, they presented a warrant to you, and it supposedly had an additional page on the back of it with some reasons for, I guess, the warrant being actually filed. And that page wasn't there. You asked to see it. They said it's sealed. So they didn't even show you the warrant prior to coming into your home and coming onto your property and stealing these horses. They showed you a portion of the warrant, but not even the entire thing. I mean, so there are just so many examples in this this case of these government guys not even bothering to try to follow their own rules. Another rule that they're supposed to follow is they're supposed to give people warnings before they come and steal their horses from them. No warnings were given in this particular case. So they didn't follow that rule. Plus, they were traveling with these volunteers with the horse trailers. The horse trailers and the trucks that were pulling them had their license plates blanked out. They had put duct tape over the license plates. And when you brought that up on video camera to one of the police, he just sidesteps it. And he says, well, we'll deal with that later. And you can better believe they didn't do a damn thing about that later on.
Well, he said he didn't see it or something like that.
No, it was pointed out to him, and that police officer admitted that he knew that what was going on, but he wouldn't do anything about it because it's his buddies that get to drive around with their license plates covered up. So it's just item after item of these people not even bothering to follow their own rules. And what's the latest, Brian? What's going on now?
Well, you know, I that was on Monday, and it was a snowy day. It was just kind of a freak storm because, you know, the day before was beautiful. The day after was beautiful. It was just this one day that it was just very wet snow. And, you know, Heidi, my wife, was just beside herself. It was a horrible day. At the end of the day, I realized we're having new chicks. Oh, wait, I shouldn't tell the SPCA that. We don't have any more animals. Anyway, the chickens are downstairs, and they're low on food, so I get in the truck, and I'm heading down to the feed store, and I'm thinking, you know, screw this free state. There's no free state here. It cost me $50,000 to move all this stuff, my business, Heidi's business, all these horses, all our household stuff to New Hampshire, and we're supposed to be here for the free state, and I can get abuse like this in Colorado, and it's warmer there. I was so pissed. I was beside myself.
I understand.
Well, you know, it's not the free state yet. That's to be worked on to come in the future, and I can see why you'd be frustrated. I mean, you were one of the earlier people that has been attacked by the status, by the people that are running the government. And how did you get out of that mindset, or are you still in it?
No, I got home and I had text messages. I haven't been able to check my phone because I've been using my phone to video all this stuff. The video that I made and put on YouTube, I did with my BlackBerry. I mean, it's lousy, but I couldn't get any calls. I turned the thing off, and then finally I'm getting voicemails and how can we help? We're on our way. You know, what's happening here? The next day we had a summit, and there were at least a dozen people there, maybe 20 people there. How can we do this? What can we do in the what can we do legally? What can we do, you know, in the court of public opinion? What can we do on the web? And all of a sudden, this is it. I could get this kind of abuse in Colorado or anywhere else, but I would not have the backing that I got here. And, you know, this is the best place in the world to be if you want to be free. And we're not free yet, but there's no other place that I've ever seen that can be this way. And again, it happened today. I put the call out. We need some help with the sheds. We need to get this stuff taken care of so we can at least get our horses back and then fight the next battle. And we had 25 people just show up to help us with these new sheds.
That's tremendous. Yeah, if that doesn't restore your faith in humanity, I don't know what would.
So we're staying here. We're going to fight it out. So anybody who's listening to this who thinks that, New Hampshire isn't free either, look at these people had a raid on this house and they took some horses. You try that in your town and see how many people show up. And right now we're on the road. We're heading up to a friend's. They're having a fundraising dinner for us. A bunch of people are going to be there. We've got a chip-in page that people are contributing to for Heidi's Legal Defense Fund.
Go ahead and plug that,
and
if you would, please.
It's CWF. Castlewood Farm, cwf.chipin.com.
Great, and that's one way people can help you out. Also, of course, there's discussion going on over at nhfree.com in the forums there. And Brian, keep up the great work. We're glad to have you. You're a great, tremendous asset to this movement, and hopefully we can all come out of this in the better and have more freedom as a result. So I thank you for your dedication, and thanks for your time tonight. 800-259-9231, that's why things are different up here. There are a lot more people that are willing to stand up for your freedom as long as you're willing to make a stand. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of the Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
Another great myth about a plant-based diet is that you can't be a competitive athlete and eat plants. I want you to tell that to Tony Gonzalez, the 247-pound tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs football team. For health reasons, Tony changed his diet after signing a 5-year contract extension, making him the league's highest-paid tight end, and then went on to break the NFL record for receptions by a tight end in 2008. Or better yet, try going plant-based yourself and see how much your own athletic performance improves. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 Diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete-turned-firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 Diet. With the Engine 2 Diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy, mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 Diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 Diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include, by the way, the live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com. Now, AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with the offer code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at AdamEve.com. freetalklive.com. So, Mark, you've been out for the last few days. You were here at the beginning of the week when we first got the phone call from Brian Travis. We just got off the phone with him a few moments ago. He and his wife had their horses stolen from them. 12 of their 30 horses stolen. The government's making
these
the claim.
These aren't just regular horses either. I mean, they, you know, some of them
they're
are
expensive
quite
horses.
Valuable horses.
The government's making the claim that they were taken for welfare issues.
Of course, now, if that were true, then they perhaps would have issued a fine or an arrest of some sort. Like
right.
Something would have been done besides taking the horses. Maybe there would have been a warning ahead of time.
There were no warnings, and all of the paperwork in the case is completely sealed. So
I mean, it may very well be the truth. I don't know, but I have a real problem with the way they've done it. I mean,
well,
they blocked off the road for a half a mile in either direction.
Yeah, and the paperwork is sealed. They're not talking to the media. All they're saying is that, and it's actually the SPCA, I think, that has said this, that it's a welfare issue, an animal welfare issue. Well, if that's true, then why didn't they take the other 17 or 18 horses? Why did they only take a dozen horses? Apparently they had room in the trailers. So why didn't they? Well, the reason is, from what Brian told us earlier this week, is that the bureaucrats were just too darn lazy, because it was a snowstorm out. They were too lazy to go and actually chase down those other horses to try to take a look at them and round them up. So if they were really concerned about those horses' welfare, why didn't they go and take a look at them, you know? They didn't even spend that time. So they just went over and grabbed the horses that were the easiest to grab and put them up on the trailers and took off. And now the horses are in a secret location, and nobody's talking to the media.
And no charges have been filed, and that's what bothers me the most is, you know, when a law enforcement official uses his powers, he needs to do something besides just take things from people. Otherwise, it's just stealing.
But this kind of stuff goes on all over the place.
It's true.
Brian told us earlier this week that he's been getting phone calls from people all over the place who said, this has happened to me. You know, I was taking care of my horses just fine, and then some busybody down the street decided they didn't like me for whatever reason. You know, they didn't like how I painted my house or whatever the reason was. That then they called the cops, and the cops came and stole my horse from me. And who knows how much money has to be spent in the government's courtrooms to even try to get your property back.
No idea.
So he's been getting this outpouring of support from people around the country who have been put in the exact same position. So his story is not... it's not unusual in any way. And that's one of the most tragic points, is that Brian Travis, the only way his story is unusual is that it happened to happen in New Hampshire, and he happened to be a Free State Project member and connected to a bunch of these liberty-minded activists that are around here, who, as I said before, are just itching for an opportunity like this to stand up for somebody's freedom. And in this case, it's happening. I mean, the people are rallying around him. As he said, there were a bunch of people out at his house this afternoon working on the property, showing support. There was a news, from what I understand, a journalist was supposed to be there with a photographer showing all of this, and hopefully that'll make it into the newspaper tomorrow or something like that. That would be great. The press that has come out on this has been relatively skewed toward Brian and his family, which is great. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that government isn't talking. I don't know, but so far...
Well, normally when this would happen, it would always be, you know, always skewed towards the government. It's just there's a, you know, because Brian has the support of a large amount of people in the community, and they know him, that's why he's getting some deference from the media.
This isn't some scumbag who beats his animals. They take care of their horses. People that we know have been to their house. You've been out there once, Mark, and they...
I didn't pay much attention to the horses, quite honestly.
There are people that have, and there are people that will testify for Brian that'll say, look, these guys, they have $20,000 horses. Of course they're taking care of them.
Well, honestly, I mean, if they wanted to prove that the animals were in disrepair, I mean, I've seen news stories where animals are in bad shape. They have TV cameras out there. You see the horses' ribs and all that other stuff. This would be very easy to do. It would be very easy to do if this wasn't some kind of weird conspiracy. All they'd have to do is release some video saying, here's what, you know, this horse, oh my God, he's about to keel over and die.
Yeah.
I mean, they took 12 of them.
Case
there should
closed.
Be some good examples of abused animals. They choose not to do that. They hide under the cover of darkness. So they scurry about like roaches in the dark.
And they're getting another taste of the activism again, because the activists up here are sending text messages to this guy that initiated all this. They are leaving voicemails. They are calling his cell phone. These people are never going to hear the end of this until they make things right, which is very unlikely. I mean, you know what? If they're going to do anything, Mark, they're going to show up, they're going to dump off the 12 horses, and they're going to drive away.
That sounds right.
That's if they do anything. So is Brian going to get the $20,000 retainer that he paid to a lawyer recently? Is he going to get that money back from the state? Not very likely. However, there is another path here that may be taken. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is possibly going to bring his mentor up here, and they're looking at going after these government goons with some charges, some criminal charges. Whether that will play out or not, we don't know. We'll
sure.
Certainly...
I mean, you know, the way I see it, it's darn difficult to go after the government people. Maybe there's something that can be done. I don't know.
It's yet to actually occur, but we'll continue updating you here with it as time goes on, because, you know, we're right in the midst of all this. And Brian Travis, I consider a very close associate. I don't know if he's really a friend. It's hard to draw that line. He's definitely one of my favorite Free Staters, and I've always enjoyed every moment I've spent with the guy, and he seems like a real stand-up dude, and I haven't seen his horses, but I know he takes great care of his dogs. I've seen them, and they're very healthy. So
they seem like it.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Haven't really even asked a question about this yet. Does anybody out there think, if you're listening to this, do you think that the government should just be able to walk in to somebody's property and take their home or their horses in this case, or their animals or their children, take something of theirs and just walk out and not even be able to even comment about it? No information whatsoever going out to the media. Does anybody think that someone's animal should be able to be taken on a whim, basically?
See,
I support this.
I don't imagine. This is one of those slippery slope issues. I'm sure whomever passed the law originally that said that, you know, what animal abuse is, imagined that people would be treated fairly and that their animals would in fact be being abused and that the government wouldn't abuse its power and that there would be some kind of fair trial and,
yeah.
You know, all the steps of jurisprudence would be followed. But that's not happening, and it's not happening in a lot of places, in a lot of cases. You know, the
probably like 99%.
The Constitution says that any matter over $20 is supposed to get a jury trial. You try to get a jury trial in something other than a criminal case, and you're never going to get it.
Yeah, is he ever going to see the inside of a courtroom?
So the government's going to decide whether the government's right or wrong.
That's usually how it works, and 99.9% of the time, the government decides, we've done everything by the book. Everything's
surprise.
Fine.
No, what a surprise.
You think you think there's a problem with the way we followed our own rules? Look, that's just your interpretation.
Yep.
That's what they'll say.
It's amazing. Their
you can read the Constitution to them, and they'll say, well, that's your interpretation.
Absolutely. They'll ignore it. Sometimes they'll say they don't want the Constitution in their court.
They have said that.
It's the highest law in the land, and they don't want it in their court.
You can ask them if they've sworn an oath to it. They won't answer the questions.
You know, when you read the Second Amendment, it says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I've got an issue with that coming up.
All right, more coming up here. Yeah, we'll talk about what happened to you down in Florida in a bit here. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is the Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an
attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the site, and those features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. Deadline is March the 31st. That's libertarianseminars.com.
As we continue, here it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, we'll talk about what Mark did down in Florida and how that went for him. First, we go to Richard listening in Austin. Richard, what's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call there, Mark and Ian. I just got one of my most heartfelt questions. Why aren't the preachers, ministers, you know, that ilk, they say they're the chosen ones. They say they're there to lead the people, to protect the people's rights across, but they're never there. That 25 that was there to support that man, just think, if that was 25 of the chosen people of God, imagine how big the following would have been and the effort would have been. This is a message to all the ministers and preachers and fathers and priests out there. Get on your job and start rising to the occasion like you and the caller who had the problem. If these people did their job, your job would be a lot easier, and you could have a life rather than just fighting an evil government all the time. We're letting our churches get off the hook. That's all I'm saying.
What you're saying is that churches should have an active role in activism as opposed to just preaching.
Absolutely, because they're violating the government, I'm talking about, are violating our most precious rights. People can't travel to church and give their precious 10%. I mean, our preachers are acting like tax collectors, because that's all they do.
Well, aren't
your palace and pray and kneel down and beg for mercy, but when it's time for them to get in the field and do with Jesus and all the rest of the great leaders, Mahatma Gandhi, whoever, they never are there. It's always a handful of race card sharks like Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all them who you know are not sincere anymore. They may have started out that way, but
well,
they certainly are now.
The authors of the Bible were very clear that the church would be corrupted over time, and that in fact it would be very few of the followers that would be true Christians. And I think that that's really true.
Yeah.
I think that the religion of Christianity has become one of control of people, and it is.
Well,
that
applies to organized religions all around the world, not just Christianity.
That much is true, but Christianity is the one that's pervasive in this country.
That's true.
And it's become a way to control people. It hasn't become a way for people to, you know, stand against, you know, this world. It's a way for them to conform to it.
You know, in addition to all that, these churches that you're talking about, most of them, from what I understand, are registered corporations with the IRS as 501c3s, and there's very little that they can actually do within those parameters if they want to keep their tax status, right?
So that's always the excuse they use. If I can interject, that is the weakest excuse they can. That's all the more reason why they should drop that status and stand on the power of God that they claim they worship.
Well, that would actually
include no 501c3.
Yeah.
That's a ball and chain there.
Absolutely. I think you make a great point.
That is the weakest claim they can make, and every time I pose this question, that's what comes back. And we've got to stop letting them. They need to return those 10% then. it's just getting ridiculous. All these giant battles that you guys and others are waging, and you guys don't agree on everything. You shouldn't have to. But where are the real leaders in every community? They should be there for every battle. I'm old enough to remember that whenever there was major battles like that, stop the war, abortion, whatever it was, when all these various religions got together, the police would stand down. They would put their billy clubs down more often. And they could easily raise their guns against hippies and people like that, because people tend to, you know, find weaknesses in their lines. But when all the chosen ones, the religious people got together, usually the world community would find them.
You know, they're just too comfortable.
They're
just too
comfortable.
Yeah,
they really are, and they need to be called out on every show. This has gone too far. They're relying on young fellas like you who should be raising families and feeling, you know, like you have a life other than just fighting battles with banksters and everything else. That's what our religious community should be doing. And I'll close on that, fellas.
I thank you. I love the passion. Anybody that calls with passion, I love it. Thank you so much for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 if you want to get your thoughts in there. I mean, I haven't set foot inside a church in years myself. I grew up a Presbyterian in Florida, and, you know, I went to church camp and everything and ended up asking too many questions, and I couldn't possibly call myself a Christian anymore. I moved on to being an atheist. Since then, I've transitioned into being a pantheist. But looking back and looking at my days in the Christian religion, I can absolutely see the conformity. I can see exactly what it is you're talking about, Mark, and it's sad, and you can tell that he's passionate about it. But what do? I mean, you can get out there and you can call for it, but these guys are so comfortable. As he said, they're making their 10%. They're not dropping out. I mean, as far as people aren't dropping out of the church, right? They're
right. You know,
there's money rolling in.
In Revelations, they talk about the false church that's going to spring up. And I can't say I'm a big fan of the book of Revelations, having studied it over time. But, you know, a lot of people often look to it as for predictions on how the world's going to be. And so now would be the time that Revelations would be talking about, if you believe it. And, you know, the fact is they're talking about a false church that's going to spring up. But nobody believes it's their church.
Yeah. They've got the right one.
Yeah, it's us. No, not us.
Which is, of course, just sort of the one of the sillinesses about organized religion in general is that I'm not just talking about individual churches, just the religion as a whole is everybody who's an adherent to that religion believes they have found the one true way, and that every other religion out there, the thousands of other religions, obviously there are some major ones and a whole lot of minor ones, but every other religion out there thinks the same thing for the most part. They all think that they've got it. Their particular doctrine is the accurate one, and everybody else is, most of them believe something about them going and burning in hell or in some sort of torment state.
Yeah. Afterlife not so good for if you don't believe the way we want you to believe.
But it's sad. I think that Richard in Austin was making a great point that these people don't have any courage. They wouldn't know what it was like. Think about, I mean, just looking at the Jesus story, think about the courage that he had to have. These people that are running these churches, they don't even come close, right? They're not even trying.
Nope.
Many of them. Now, there are some exceptions. There was that guy down in Florida that was running a church that wanted to...
It was legal for the money changers to be in the temple. Jesus drove them out. He did something illegal. My God. Can you imagine?
He didn't lobby the state government?
Jesus stood against the moral leaders of his time. Essentially, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were dictating law. People would be stoned based on what these guys said and did. But Jesus stood against them, told them, you know, no. He who has the is without sin cast the first stone. He stood against these guys for thieves and prostitutes and that sort of thing.
Did he go and lobby his legislators in order to ask them to change the law? Is that how he approached it?
No. See, Jesus wouldn't use violence against his neighbor. He wouldn't allow the proxy of violence to be used against neighbor. He would only meet violence with violence.
Jesus would return violence back? I don't think that was the story, right? Didn't he turn the other cheek?
The money changers invaded his house, so he drove them out.
I see. How did he do that?
With a stick, I guess.
Okay, it doesn't get that detailed, right? 1-800-259-9231.
Well, your preacher talking like that on Sunday.
What do you mean?
No, your preacher won't talk about that. I mean, they're just not going to say to meet the government with force. They're never going to do that. Jesus did. The money changers were not government. They're operating within it.
I'm not even going to say that at this point. I mean, that's going to result, as we
it's
talked
not
about
the
earlier.
Time frame for that.
Right. I mean, if Brian Travis, who we spoke with earlier this hour, had met the government with force on Monday morning when
he'd
they came
dead.
To steal his horses from him, he'd be dead, his wife would be a widow, and his children wouldn't have a father anymore. So it's not that time, and I hope we never get to that time. I think we can avoid getting to that time. I think we've gotten to the point in the development of man where our communications ability is so tremendous in comparison to the past that we can spread the ideas of freedom faster than a tyranny can rise, and we can turn it all around. And sort of the New Hampshire is going to be the epicenter of all that, if it's not already. 800-259-9231. Florida is where you left to move to New Hampshire, Mark, and you went back there for a few days this week. We'll tell your story here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
My Packlight.
Tech Life has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery.
The PackLite comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PackLite. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, it's the live Saturday edition of the show. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter, even if you're buying used items, you need to save a few extra bucks. Amazon sells them used and will still get a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. They collect with respect.
1-800-259-9231, right into your phone calls. Let's talk ladies first to Linda in Texas. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you doing?
Well, just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, fairly recently, I've been noticing a lot of things about the programming, and I'm not for the digital conversion. I think it's the stupidest idea ever. If you actually watch the reception from an analog and you watch the reception from the DTV, it's pretty better with analog, you know what I'm saying?
So, do you still have, you know, you're talking about the television conversion that was supposed to go down last month,
yeah.
But they did give some stations, I guess there was an extension, and
yeah.
So do you still have analog signals in your area?
Yeah, and right now at the house I'm living at, we have one analog TV out in the garage, and we have a regular cable inside, but I'm kind of weary of even watching television now with all the latest things that have been happening.
What do you mean by that? You're wary of watching TV because of what things?
I see things like, with the Bachelor thing, and I've never watched Bachelor in my entire life, and I just thought it was very interesting that I sat down and watched 2 hours of the Bachelor as the season's finale, and it's me and 17 million other people who watched it that nobody watched it, me and about 20 or so of my friends had never watched this before, and we all just happened to tune into this, all living in different parts of Houston, and I just think it was a little strange. And then, you know,
are you suggesting mind control?
I mean, what are you getting at?
I don't know. That's the thing. I feel like I got duped, to tell you the truth. I feel like, man, for some reason, I feel like I got duped.
Well, I would agree that one might feel a little dirty after watching The Bachelor. However, it was a very motivating, compelling show. I mean, the guy switches fiancés.
You saw it too?
I did. I saw it the next day. Like, somebody talked about it on the radio, and I went and saw some on the YouTube, and I'm like, holy crap, this guy deserves to die. But
Have you ever watched The Bachelor before, though?
I went and watched it afterwards, so I saw sort of the news about it.
Isn't this the show? Hold on, I can answer that question. Isn't this the show where a bunch of women vie for the attention of one man?
Yeah, which I personally find very chauvinistic and very, you know, for a woman to do it, she's a whore, and for a man to do it, oh, he's king. You know what I'm saying? I already had fun with the show. That's why I didn't watch it.
But I did watch it that night.
That's the thing. And you know, one of my friends had pointed out that the girl's earrings matched the background on the like where they were talking, and that it matched the wallpaper, and it matched.
And that,
you know,
means
what?
So hold on a second here. Isn't it possible you're just a victim of great advertising, a great advertising campaign, perhaps a word of mouth campaign, perhaps you know, some sort of viral internet campaign? I mean, I for one, I didn't notice this at all. It didn't even come into my my radar. But then again, I don't have television, so that might have been a factor. But if you know, it's possible that people were talking about it at the water cooler or maybe on the radio. I mean, a lot of morning shows talk about pop culture, so it's certainly possible that The Bachelor was put into your head more often in that particular week than any other time. I don't know if there's anything sinister going on.
Well, I mean, one might make the argument that advertising is a low-level mind control.
You mean repetition, just repeating the same?
That's how brainwashing works.
That's why we love it when people listen to our show, because they'll hear the same messages over and over again.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was another point that I'd like to make real quick.
Sure, ma'am.
My 7-year-old brother was watching it, and let me tell you how hilarious this is. His Wii game was on in the next room, and any other moment in ever, okay, he'd be playing that game. Hmm. He didn't. He sat down and watched the entire Bachelor, and this boy watches TV a lot. So I was kind of wondering why, you know, and I didn't want to let him watch it, but my mom, she has a whole nother rule. You know what I'm saying? And I just thought that was interesting, and maybe not even a week before, I was noticing he was watching this movie called Barnyard Animals. And, like, halfway through, it says a toast to... Huh?
Go ahead.
A toast to the New World Order. And this was something that, I mean, it had nothing to do with the story, and they just popped it kind of in there. You know, and I was just like, well, what does that have to do with anything? Why is it in my brother's television? Why is it on, you know? I just think that,
Linda,
you know, there's
something else
going on.
Toast to the New World Order.
Linda, I know a lot of people that don't have televisions, and they're still dumb sheeple. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still not plugged in. They still do not understand, you know, like what's going on with the government. And, you know, I don't think your television, I might be wrong. I don't think, however, it's sending messages to people controlling their minds.
Well,
if it is,
then one
might make the assumption that that last episode of MASH, which had the largest viewing audience ever, that they had perfected it by what, the mid 70s or whenever that was.
Well, I mean, okay, I do understand your point, but and I'm not really saying per se a brainwashing. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying more on the lines of social conditioning. It's trying to, you know, put things just putting things out there that it's almost like you can't believe it unless you see it. You know what I'm saying? They show you, and by the time they come out and pop up with whatever they're planning, well, you're already conditioned to accept it.
I don't disagree with that.
Thank you, Linda, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
If nothing else, it's you know, it's a distraction to get you to do what they want. In the same way that you know, when you're taking your kid or your cat or your puppy to get its picture taken, and the guy behind the camera, you know, he squeaks the little squeaky thing in order to get their attention, to get them to smile and get them to pay, you know, look at the squeaky thing. Don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain. You know that. That much I think is true, that we're you know, fed nonsense like Britney Spears shaving her head and you know, all this this garbage, which, you know, they're still talking about Angela and Brad. How long have these people been?
They'll be talking about it forever.
Because I look at when I go through the grocery store.
Yeah, sure. I see that stuff too. And pop culture is you know, it's always going to be that way. There are always going to be people that it's their life's mission to follow other people's life's missions. that's what they do. They fawn all over what the stars are doing, and it's sad, but that's the world we live in, right? So we deal with it, and we do what we can to live as free as we possibly can, and hopefully bring a bunch of people on board and maybe change their minds about these sorts of things over time. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Dawn, listening to WFLA in Florida. Dawn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Dawn. You're on the air.
Hi. We have to debunk this global warming. In Genesis 8, verse 22.
We don't really have time for you to read Bible passages here, but hasn't global warming already been debunked? Here in New Hampshire last year, it was a record snowfall. I mean, the weather changes over time.
They're pushing it, and if they can legalize it, it's going to cost people a lot of money.
If they can legalize it, kind of tax or something.
Yeah, if they codify these things in law, that's absolutely true.
Oh sure, yeah, I can assure you that whether or not they codify global warming, they'll be raising taxes any old way.
Yeah.
So whether they raise them for global warming or they raise them to fight the war in Afghanistan, they'll be raising taxes any way you slice it. That's a guarantee.
Now, Don, this isn't Don.
This actually is Don.
Oh, Don, I thought it was Dawn. You said. So what do you think about? The idea that the government takes more than God asks. God asks for a 10% tithe, and the government gets, it depends on your tax bracket, but if you took all three forms of government, state,
at least 50%,
local, and federal, it's probably 50 or 60% of the money you make. Does that make the government five times as important as God?
I don't know, sir. It's pretty bad.
Don't you think that good Christians should get their churches together and stand against paying taxes?
Revolt. Tax revolt.
Absolutely. Our country is really going down.
Well, go make it happen, Don. We're counting on you. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I hope they do. I hope somebody takes the advice from our caller earlier and decides to use their church to stand against the tyranny of the state, to stand up against the depredations of man's inhumanity to man, instead of either tacitly supporting it by being a corporation and staying quiet, or out and out supporting it by supporting war. Try taking a real strong position and oppose the state. Oppose man controlling other man. Oppose that.
Well, all the state is a monopoly. Privilege on the use of force and violence.
That's correct.
Threats of force and violence. So, I mean, would Jesus do that?
1-800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex.